From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, June 8th, 2017. I'm Philip Graham. At the top of the news, Richard Moody is reporting in the Register Star that Greenport officials say delays in street reclamation project are the responsibilities of its contractor, Reclamation LLC. Greenport Highway Superintendent Mark Gaylord said the project to reclaim pavement on Charles and Klein Streets and part of Arthur Avenue was supposed to take 2 weeks, but 5 weeks into the project, the streets are still covered with dirt and pockmarked with holes. On Tuesday, June the 6th, Gaylord said, and I quote, "I would like to apologize for the delay as it has been out of my hands for some time," end quote. A representative of the company said the delay was due to unforeseen circumstances, but Gaylord said the contractor, despite calling in DigSafe, a clearinghouse for these kinds of projects, went ahead during a 48-hour hold and hit several utilities while working. The botched effort significantly impacted residents. Bob Conte, a resident on Klein Street, said, and I quote, "It has been a mess for 5 weeks. It has been an inconvenience," end quote. A company representative said they are talking to the town about the project and what went wrong. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Amanda Purcell is reporting in the Register Star that Hudson residents are being warned of the presence of a black bear in the city. The cub, or small adult black bear, was first spotted at Fairview Avenue and Green Street the morning of Wednesday, June the 7th. By early afternoon, it was reported walking along Prospect Avenue near Columbia Memorial Hospital. The Hudson Police Department advised residents and visitors to avoid approaching bears in populated areas. Bear sightings should be reported to the police department by calling 828-3388. The last reported bear sighting in Hudson was in 2015. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Columbia Green Media that lawmakers from Green and Columbia counties met with Columbia Green Community College President Jim Champion on Tuesday, June the 8th, to discuss capital improvements at the Greenport campus. Champion reviewed the master plan submitted to the College Board of Trustees in June that addressed the lifespan of the campus facilities, structure of the roofs, and the fire alarm and security systems. Major projects include replacing the roof of the main campus building and installing a new heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system, Champion said. The estimated cost of the work is $20 million. One half of the funding has to come from the state, and the other half of the bill would be paid by Columbia and Greene counties. The legislators also discussed the idea of the school offering what Zuckerman called, and I quote, "more marketable majors," end quote. Champion said there was keen interest in Columbia Green further developing its health care programs. Champion said, and I quote, "this is where the counties want us to head," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Matthew Hamilton reports at Capital Confidential that Pat Ryan, a 35-year-old man who lives in New York City, is the seventh candidate to file to run as a Democrat in the 19th Congressional District. Ryan, a two-tour Iraq War veteran, says he will soon move to Ulster County, but he announced his run while living outside the district. Hamilton writes that Ryan grew up in the Hudson Valley, but is not exact about that location. After his military career, Ryan started a business providing technologies to soldiers on the front lines. Ryan joins Antonio Delgado of Dutchess County, Brian Flynn of Greene County, Stephen Bryce of Ulster County, Gareth Rhodes of Ulster County, Sue Sullivan of Ulster County, and Jeff Beals of Ulster County, trying to unseat Representative John Faso, the Republican from Kinderhook. Jeremy Schiffers reports in the Daily Freeman that a CSX freight train car leaked hydraulic acid in Socrates on June the 6th, with police warning residents to keep indoors with windows closed for 2 hours. The train, near People's Road in the Malden West Camp section of Socrates, had a failed gasket leaking the dangerous fumes into the area. Socrates Police Chief Joseph Sinagra said he wants to discuss with train officials the 45-minute delay in his notification after the leak was noticed at 5 p.m. There were no reports of any health problems related to the leak, and Sinagra said CSX did not yet know how much hydraulic acid was released. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Brendan J. Lyons is reporting in the Albany Times Union that a report from the State Health Department investigation found lower than normal rates of certain types of cancer in Hoosick Falls, where groundwater has been poisoned by PFOA chemicals. But cancers related to PFOA exposure were not found in higher rates among Hoosick Falls residents. But some there were quick to point out the investigation did not take into account residents diagnosed with cancer after moving away from the village. Others noted that the report did not study cancer rates amongst people whose blood was found to contain elevated levels of PFOA. Brad Hutton, Deputy Director for Public Health, said, and I quote, "The purpose of the investigation was to determine whether village residents who consumed contaminated water had increased rates of cancer relative to the rest of the state," end quote. You can read that full story in the Albany Times Union. The Dutchess County government filed a lawsuit on June the 6th in New York State Supreme Court against 11 pharmaceutical companies for, and I quote, "aggressive and fraudulent marketing of prescription opioid painkillers," end quote. Dutchess joins Broome, Erie, Orange, and Suffolk counties with similar lawsuits filed recently. The counties are blaming the pharmaceutical companies for the opioid drug addiction and overdose epidemic currently plaguing the nation. Dutchess County Executive Marcus J. Molinaro said, and I quote, "The opioid and heroin epidemic is the public health crisis of our lifetime, and Dutchess County has lost far too many lives to this scourge. We are devoting as many resources as possible to fight this epidemic and assist those battling addiction. It is time drug companies acknowledge the devastating damage, take responsibility for their deceptive marketing practices, and be held accountable for misrepresenting the dangers of these addictive painkillers," end quote. The New York State Department of Health reported 805 opioid-related emergency department admissions in Dutchess County in 2014, up 45% from 2010. In all, 256 Dutchess County residents have died from opioids from 2003 through 2014. Today is day two of the WGXC Radios in Motion 2017 Spring Pledge Drive. During the coming days, WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $20,000 to keep WGXC hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting increasing clouds for today, with the temperature high near 77 degrees. For Thursday night, a slight chance of showers after 3 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 51. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 10 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 76 degrees. For Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 55. And on Saturday, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 61. Sunrise today was at 5:18 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:30 p.m. That will give us 15 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 8th day of June 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.